Hi, everybody. This is Gad Saad. I just found out that Richard Dawkins was disinvited from a venue that he was supposed to speak at. So I thought I would read you some of the article in question, and then I'll offer some brief comments. So here we go. The Hist will not be moving ahead with Richard Dawkins' address. Author and academic Richard Dawkins is known for his books on evolution and his controversial criticisms of religion. The College Historical Society, the Hist, has tonight rescinded its invitation to Richard Dawkins to address the society next year. Auditor of the Hist, Brid O'Donnell, announced the cancellation in a statement on her Instagram page, saying that she had been, quote, unaware of Richard Dawkins' opinion on Islam and sexual assault until this evening, close quote, adding that the society, quote, will not be moving ahead with his address as we value our members' comfort above all else, close quote. So more importantly than anything else is that the speakers be comfortable. And if they are made to be, to experience any discomfort, so for example, if I am religious and I've been made uncomfortable by his criticism of religion, then he should not be invited. I discussed briefly the pattern of disinvitations on campuses in The Parasitic Mind, which, by the way, will be released in exactly 8 days from today, next Tuesday. I hope that you will pre-order your copy if you haven't done so already. The idea that the most important objective that someone who is pursuing an education is that they be free from discomfort is a violation of what it means to seek an education. So think of it another way. When I train to be an athlete, I expect to experience pain. I do tons of sit-ups because I need to have a strong core. I need to do interval training so that when I play soccer, I'm able to sprint and slow down and sprint again. And throughout all of those exercises, I'm expected to feel discomfort. I'm expected to feel pain, the old adage, no pain, no gain. Now, when you are pursuing cerebral matters, it's a very similar process. You learn by being challenged, by being placed in an intellectually uncomfortable position. As I've said on endless occasions, there is nothing more grotesque than Holocaust deniers, because not only are they denying something that defies, you know, human logic, where you are exterminating people on an industrial scale level, but there is insurmountable evidence in support of the Holocaust. And yet I, a Jewish person, by the way, right now is the breaking of Yom Kippur, the highest holiday, Jewish holiday, I support the right of the most vile of creatures, Holocaust deniers, to speak their minds. So Richard Dawkins is hardly in the same category as Holocaust deniers. He has said some things about religion that people might not like. He has criticized Islam more forcefully than other religions. You may or may not like that. He has made certain comments about, you know, when he was touched inappropriately, when he was a pupil as a child, and that, you know, he doesn't think that it had such a lasting effect on him. So people argued that he is downplaying sexual abuse and therefore he's a, you know, grotesque, you know, pedophilia condoning guy. Now, the reality is that Richard Dawkins is an extraordinarily accomplished person. He belongs to two royal societies, both the he's a fellow of the Royal Society and also of the Royal Society of Literature, precisely because he's not only a wonderful scientist, but also a great writer. He has written endless number of books that have excited millions of people about the beauty and exquisite nature of evolution. I highly recommend that you all read his many, many wonderful books. You may disagree with some of his stuff. Okay, that's fine. Then, you know, you go, you take whatever you can from his lecture, and whatever you don't like, you throw it in the garbage can and you move on. But you don't create sterile echo chambers whereby the highest ideal is that you don't feel discomfort. If that were the case, then it would be a very, very boring education that we would each be receiving. By the way, let me just mention here from the article some of the people who've appeared in these forums, which probably today they would be deplatformed. So the society hosts high-profile speakers every year and holds debates every Wednesday. Figures such as Winston Churchill and Archbishop Desmond Tutu have addressed the society. Well, by the way, Winston Churchill, now some people wish to have him expunged from the history books. I mean, you should see some of the stuff that he's written about Islam. He is one fascist racist. Get rid of Winston Churchill, you know, the guy who contributed in the defeat of the noble Nazis. A stream of the biggest names in Irish history have passed through the HIST. I won't mention all of them, but I'll mention a few, including Edmund Burke, Oscar Wilde, and Samuel Beckett. Some of these guys would not have made it past round one of the censor, you know, bureau. So again, to those of you who think, oh, you know, aren't professors like Gatzad exaggerating how serious this issue is by always complaining about disinvitations? No, I'm understating how serious this issue is. Because when you have someone like Richard Dawkins unable to come to a place like this forum and speak because it's going to cause some discomfort to some people, we're not heading down the right path. Make sure to purchase The Parasitic Mind and make sure to tell people about it. Cheers, everybody.